Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, a lot of times when we talk about articles, it's pretty easy to brush them off because you say, that's somebody just writing an article for some hack website. And, you know, it doesn't really represent society. I mean, that's not society as a whole. But tonight I have a little bit of a concerning story, I'd say, because the American Psychological Association now says traditional masculinity is now labeled harmful. Just being a guy. And it's, again, it's not by some, you know, far off article writer or some gal on some website saying something bad about guys. Now, we're talking about the American Psychological Association. This is concerning. This is going to change how, maybe not this specific thing, but if society, psychiatrists, psychologists, if all of this thought process is starting to go down this road where anything masculine is harmful, we've got a long, long road ahead of us. And I think it doesn't do any favors to society as a whole. So let's read the article. And then we'll talk about it. From the Daily News, traditional masculinity officially labeled harmful by the American Psychological Association. And they say the American Psychological Association has issued its first official warning against toxic masculinity. The new guidelines for the psychological practice with boys and men marks the first ever report published by the association aimed at helping practitioners care for their male patients despite social forces that can harm mental health. Citing more than 40 years of research, the APA warns against the masculinity ideology, which defines as a particular constellation of standards that have held sway over large segments of the population, including anti-femininity, achievement, eschewal of the appearance of weakness, and adventure, risk, and violence. So, what do they mean here? Well, number one, that masculine ideology is harmful. And what are those? It's anti-femininity. Well, masculine is the opposite of feminine. So to be a man that is anti-femininity, meaning I don't want to be feminine, is not harmful. Now, you may say, you know, some men like to be feminine. That's fine. But to say that men that don't want to be feminine is harmful, that's a very, very damaging precedent. Here, achievement, they say another one is achievement. How can how can that be toxic, or how can that be bad and a bad masculine trait? To eschewal the appearance of weakness, or to do away with the appearance of weakness. I don't know about you, but if I've got, you know, 100 or 1,000 military guys on one end of the battlefield that are strong, capable, they don't want to show weakness, they don't show fear, they don't show sadness, they don't show being nervous, and I got the other side that is nervous, biting on their nails and crying and upset, and I know which one I want, which side I'd like to be on. And the same thing goes in society. You can't say that a guy that I don't cry, it's just not in me. I think the last time I actually shed a tear, honestly, was when I had to put a dog to sleep that had cancer. Then, yeah, I shed some tears for that. But I don't. It's not something that I shed in public. It's not something that I want to show. So, no, I don't want to appear weak. But to say because I don't, that's harmful, got to disagree on that one too. And adventure, risk, and violence. MMA is pretty violent. War can be violent. Police officers have jobs that can sometimes be violent. Are those bad things? Adventure risk. So a guy that likes to put on one of the squirrel suits and jump out of an airplane, or a guy that wants to rock climb without safety gear, that's somehow harmful? It's harmful for himself if he falls, but going after adventure and being, that's part of our nature. We like to chase after excitement. That's why majority of men ride motorcycles. Why many men ride motorcycle a little too fast through some of the curves. We like that adrenaline rush. To say that we like that is harmful, we're going down a bad path here. And again, this isn't just some weird article in dailymail.com. This is, this is the American Psychological Association. Traditional masculinity ideology has been shown to limit males' psychological development, constrain their behavior, result in gender role strain and gender role conflict, and negatively influence mental health and physical health, according to the 36-page report featured in January's issue of Monitor on Psychology. Conforming to the norms of masculine ideology can result in suppressing emotions and masking distress in young boys, as well more risk-taking aggressive behavior and lack of willingness to seek out help. The report additionally contends that this can lead to traits like homophobia and pave the way for harassment, bullying, and violence against others and themselves. The APA also invoked a series of sobering statistics to emphasize that traditional masculinity, marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression, is, on the whole, harmful. For example, despite being four times more likely to finish oneself off permanently, men are significantly less likely to be diagnosed with internalizing disorders because they don't conform to traditional stereotypes about men's emotionality. Men in the United States also commit an estimated 90% more harm against other people, and they're much more likely to be arrested for violence in the home. So here's the thing. I mean, let's break this down, okay? Stoicism, silent contemplation, that's harmful. Competitiveness, that's harmful. You know, without competitiveness, you wouldn't have Ford versus GM versus Toyota versus, you wouldn't have car companies all bettering their product to try to beat the competing company. You wouldn't have Apple versus Microsoft versus Linux. You wouldn't have Cisco versus Huawei. Competitiveness is what drives the market. It's what drives society forward. It's always bettering oneself. And now competitiveness is bad. Well, we've got the generation right now of everybody that gets an award trophy just for frickin' showing up. Everybody shows up, everybody gets a trophy. But now we're seeing all the problems of that. Oh, we don't need fathers in boys' lives. The majority of young men don't have fathers in their lives. Oh, but it's that masculinity that's the problem. So things should be better now that only women are really raising the kids, right? The majority of teachers are now feminine. So it must be great. Students must be doing better than ever, having all this female energy and love being pushed into their lives. Or maybe things are just the opposite and even worse because they don't have good male role models that can show them how to be stoic, how to be competitive. And dominance and aggression, you need that. You need that kind of energy to defend your nation, to physically improve oneself. These are things basically that they're just saying everything about a man is harmful. And yes, men do have problems with taking themselves out of society permanently, taking themselves off the globe at a much higher rate. But is this because men aren't able to express themselves? Or maybe it's because things are being perpetuated against men that put them in this situation, such as society telling them they're harmful, telling them that if they feel a certain way, or if you want to be competitive, or if you want to be a risk taker, that you're a bad person. Maybe, just maybe, that could be part of the problem that we're encountering today. You know, this kind of thing really, really bothers me. You're basically telling men everything about a man is wrong and it's harmful. Where are we going to go? What happens when you remove all of this out of society? Things get worse. They've gotten worse decade after decade, the more of this stuff that they push. Despite its warnings, the APA also encouraged men to embrace the positive aspects of traditional masculinity, like leadership and courage. Well, do you know what leads or brings forth leadership? Competitiveness, dominance, aggression. Do you know what brings forth courage? Stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, aggression. Those things, I mean, so you're going to tell me that a man that is not competitive, he's not dominant, he's not aggressive, he's shy and reserved, he keeps to himself, but he's going to be courageous and a strong leader? You got to be nuts. You're doing the opposite here. Though men benefit from patriarchy, Wow, they still have to get that in somewhere, don't they? You know, I'd love the fact, though men benefit from patriarchy, they are also impinged upon by patriarchy, says Ronald F. Levin, EDD, a professor emeritus of psychology at the University of Akron and co-author of the APA volume, The Psychology of Men and Masculinities. Guidelines for the Psychology Practice with Men and Boys additionally calls on those treating male patients to recognize their own bias and urges to them address how power, privilege, and sexism work both by conferring benefits to men and by trapping them in their narrow roles. Do you know why their roles are narrow? Because society keeps pushing them narrower and narrower. Guys, if you're competitive, if you want to do MMA, if you want to be aggressive, if you want to be stoic, keep amongst yourself and just deeply contemplate the meaning of life. These are all harmful. So you should embrace the femininity. You should embrace being loving. Cry at every opportunity you need to. Sob uncontrollably on the floor as the other opposing military force comes at you. Throw your hands up in the air and just give up. But be a leader. Be courageous when you give up to that opposing force while weeping openly upon your shoes. You know, this is the society you want, and you know something? You're going to get it. You keep ramming this kind of crap down boys' throats and down men's throats, and you're going to get exactly what you want. And then all of a sudden, when society bloody well collapses across the floor and women are screaming that they can't find a man worth marrying or dating or being with or spending time around because all they are is hanging out with effeminate men that are the same as women minus a couple of parts and plus a couple of parts, you're going to get exactly what you want. You're going to have a society of men, women, and women, women. And then when the societies that aren't following this crap, the societies that aren't worried about this kind of thing, decide to just come in and take you over, you know what? You'll wish you had a hell of a lot more toxic masculinity then to protect your asses from the opposers and the conquerors and the people that are coming in to take over your soft lifestyle. You're going to get exactly what you asked for. And when it happens, I hope I'm not around anymore to witness it, because otherwise I'll be sitting on the sideline just clapping with my toxic masculinity, my aggression, and my dominance, just watching it go down. Guys, if you want to support my work, links are below. I want to hear your comments on this one. I got to hear your comments on this one. This, I'm really upset about this, because this isn't just some, like I said, some left-leaning rag writing about some crap. This is now the information being passed out by our psychologists today on how to treat men. Anything having to do with masculinity now is awful. I won't go on any further, but you can tell I'm upset about this one. You know, they're going to get what they ask for, and then they're not going to be happy. If you want to support my work, links are below. Like, comment, share. I would really appreciate that. And don't forget to check out my other videos. That's another great way to support me. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker, and I got to tell you, man, if they get what they ask for, they're going to be hurting. Thank you.